This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is a time in sports where things are quiet for the most part, but the Jets decided to pipe in and say, hey, quiet off season, my ass. We're going to show you something and we're going to give you something during this week where nothing is going on and take some headlines away. And I remember talking to Boomer about not Garrett Wilson, but Sauce Gardner talking about wanting a new contract this year, and Garrett Wilson in the same boat as Sauce Gardner, but I hadn't heard him say anything publicly about it. And we said, well, you know, the Jets don't have to do it, you know, and if they end up doing it, these guys are going to have to take less money than they would if they just waited another year and had another successful season. But here we go. It's actually unprecedented what the Jets did with Garrett Wilson. It is the first player to get an average $30 million per year after only being in the league for three seasons. So quiet offseason no more for Darren Mooji, Aaron Glenn, Garrett Wilson, and the New York Jets. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. Yeah, unprecedented for sure. And when I heard about this yesterday, I was thinking, wow, you know, the Jets are resetting the market for a lot of other players around the league, much like Deshaun Watson did. And I'm wondering if there's, you know, owners and GMs out there sending emails to each other, colluding with each other, wondering whether or not the Jets did what they did here was smart. Now, for their own team internally, it is smart. You want to keep your best players. And certainly this validates, you know, the fact that they were picked. And they were picked by Joe Douglas, and they are being paid to be top-end players, which they have been. And when you think about Garrett Wilson, you know, he's played with eight different quarterbacks. It's been really, really frustrating for him, I'm sure. And part of that frustration is that they can't seem to get it right. So they bring in a former teammate of his, of Justin Fields. Nobody knows Justin better than, you know, Garrett Wilson does. And I'm sure that, you know, this type of contract basically says to Garrett Wilson, look, we need you to be a leader. We want you to be a part of this team for the next 5 years. And we also want you to be happy and we want you to be productive because, you know, his productivity over 3 years cannot be denied. I mean, it's
especially
there.
With the quarterback play that he had to deal with,
yeah,
with most of
saying.
It. Yeah.
So it's there. And the question is Sauce Gardner going to be rewarded for his first 2 years and looked at differently because of his third year? You know, Garrett Wilson, you know, has ascended each year as where Sauce, you could say, after 2 years, he descended a little bit or regressed a little bit. But I'm sure that they're going to, now it looks like they're going to end up giving him a contract as well, and they'll keep their two budding superstars around here for the next 6 years. So it's unprecedented because they didn't have to pay him. They had him under contract for the next 2 years this year, and they picked up the fifth-year option. And then you could also say they could have tagged him.
Yeah.
You could have had, you know, three more years of tagged him twice, for that matter, four more years under those circumstances. But they decided not to do that. Believe it or not, they actually probably saved a little bit money in the long term, you know.
If he wanted to stay here.
Well,
I mean, that's the other thing.
As he was still as productive as he had been.
Yeah.
You know, that's the risk that you take when you sign a guy like this to this amount of money and $90 million guaranteed. when you really didn't have to do it because of the way the rules are set up over the next 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, Garrett Wilson, of course, when you get that type of money thrown at you, when you've had a quarterback situation as bad as he's had, and now he has Justin Fields, who I know he likes and has played with before, but he's not exactly throwing the ball around like some of the best throwers of the football ever, or like someone like Josh Allen is. That's not happening. So for him, he's like, hell, I mean, this has never happened in football. I'm getting an average of $30 million per year. Like, sure, I'm going to take it. But you know, there was a point with Garrett Wilson, you know, how frustrated he had been the first couple of years of his career, putting up these amazing numbers and looking like a great wide receiver. I was thinking, like, he's probably can't wait to get out of here and go somewhere else. So
also probably the impetus to
this. That's exactly what I'm saying, is the fact that that's why I think that this thing particularly happened, because it's like, look, we want you here. We want you to be happy. We can't have a wide receiver who's pissed off, who's supposed to be one of our best, if not our best, offensive player this year. So I don't love doing something that's never been done before, because there's a reason why it hasn't been done before. Like, not every GM's an idiot and Darren Mooji's a genius. You know, I mean, it's
not. But they also have to spend a certain amount of money, and if you don't have that kind of money invested in your quarterback, you can then start spending it on other players on the team. But this is it's a precedent signing. It's something that teams don't do. And it's much like the Deshaun Watson signing.
Yeah,
you know, it's precedent setting. I'm not saying it will send shockwaves around the league, but what it will do is, like guys like Terry McLaurin, he's waiting for a new deal from Washington, and you know, he's been a very productive player for them. He's been much like Garrett Wilson. He shows up and plays pretty much every game. He's their explosive number one wide receiver. They added Deebo Samuel to the mix.
Yeah,
he's going to want a contract. So this will have reverberations around the league for other teams without question. And, you know, you're talking north of $32 million for Terry McLaurin now, and Washington's got to figure it out. You know, they've been sitting on this one. Washington has. I don't know why that deal hasn't been done. That deal should have been done before this because he's older.
Yeah, this is not a Garrett Wilson situation yet.
Right, and the other good news for Garrett Wilson himself, he'll get another contract.
Yeah.
You know, he'll get it. You know, he should get another contract, assuming health and everything works out well. You know, he's only 24 years old.
Yeah, and so to 2030, this deal runs through, so that's 5 years. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely should get another contract. It's not going to be, you know, the top of the top of the market, but he's definitely going to still be at an age where a team will want to pay him at least a little bit.
Well, he'll be at the age of where Terry McLaurin is right now. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, he shows up. I think he's played in almost every game that he was supposed to play in. So he's a very durable wide receiver that hasn't had hamstrings, hasn't had oblique injuries, hasn't twisted ankles. So, you know, he's been has been uber productive for who he's played with.
Yeah.
Man, quite frankly, you know, we get on Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers had a decent year last year. And he and Garrett Wilson had over 101 catches, and that's with Davante Adams on the field.
And I also thought, I mean, when you look at the numbers, it doesn't feel like it translates to what you were watching, because it felt like just a lot of frustration and Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson not on the same page a lot of the time. And, you know, I always looked at Garrett Wilson as this super talented guy who just was like a square peg in a round hole with the Jets, and hopefully that changes. But, you know, that giving him the money, if you had to choose between the two guys, it's clear that it's Garrett Wilson. And I do not think that the Jets should do the same thing with Sauce Gardner. And Sauce is a great guy. Love him. He's got, you know, the marketability and all that stuff. You know, last year, whether you want to talk about scheme, I know I heard a couple guys, you know, Willie talking about that when I hosted with him once, and how it wasn't fitting in and it wasn't all his fault. I mean, he had, as compared to his first two previous years, a miserable year for the standard that he set for himself. So off of that year, you cannot do what you just did with Garrett Wilson. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but now I feel, because they did what they did with Garrett Wilson, and because Sauce Gardner was he's two-time All-Pro, I believe, and they both were rookies of the year.
Yeah, sure, I know.
They're going to have to. They're going to have to. I feel like they're going to have to.
No. Why?
Because the agent's going to be in there, and he's going to be chirping, and the last thing
I'll say, like, listen, Garrett Wilson was able to do this, this, and this in a crap situation. And Sauce, I can show you tape where we feel like he fell off. So if he can prove that he can get back to where he was, then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I understand where you're coming from.
Ruthless, you tell me, Boomer. Ruthless.
Listen, my ruthlessness would have been, hey, I'm not paying either of these guys until I start winning games.
Yeah.
But the one thing about Garrett, I never heard him complain. I never heard him bitch. From all accounts, from everything that I know about the young man, is that he is a 100% true professional that wants to be great. And that's the kind of guy that I can invest in. But I just don't know that they can't pay Sauce Gardner just simply because then it creates a friction that you're trying to alleviate all that kind of crap. You're trying to get your best players to buy into what you're selling and to let them know that you want them to be a part of this new culture going forward. And if you have a guy that was also Rookie Defensive of the Year, also an All-Pro, that player is going to be expecting his paycheck now that this other player that was drafted the same year by the same team and basically feels as he is productive as the wide receiver, although I think the wide receiver has been more consistent and more productive over 3 years. Sauce Gardner, 2 out of 3 years, was considered one of the better defensive backs in the league.
Yeah, so if I'm Darren Mooji and I'm talking to Sauce's agent and you're giving all these similarities between him and Garrett Wilson, I'm you're right. There's a lot of similarities. But the big similarity that's not there is the fact that we have seen an upward trajectory for Garrett Wilson, and we didn't necessarily see that on tape with Sauce this past year. So we've got you under contract. And if you want to act, you know, like a baby about it, then okay. But this is where we're at. We rewarded Garrett Wilson this way. It doesn't mean we have to reward you as well. I mean, it's not everybody gets a cookie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Now, we do have breaking news, and I believe this is the real Sauce Gardner. It's not Gravy Gardner.
Okay.
This is from his Twitter account.
All right.
Sauce Gardner from a minute ago.
Whoa.
The deal is done.
Wow.
This only the beginning. And then he thanks a couple people. I appreciate the Jets organization for believing in me, my teammates, for the blood, sweat, and tears we put in, and Jets Nation. Jets Nation in
both.
I appreciate you all supporting me. Thank you, God.
Let's
this is from
it.
Sauce.
Let's find it, though.
Let's find the deal.
Because we never see guys break their own deals.
This would
be shocking to me.
It's his Sauce Gardner's tweet.
Rappaport's got the details here.
All right, let's hear it.
The Jets and Sauce Gardner have agreed to terms on a massive new extension, making him the highest paid cornerback in NFL history.
What's the AAV? We got it?
4 years, $120 million deal, $30.1 million per year.
So he got the .1 over Stingley. He got .1 over Stingley per year. Incredible.
Wow.
So there you go.
Wow. That's shocking to me.
A half an hour into the show on Sauce Gardner being, I told you, he's the most important player on this team, the most important player on this defense, and you wanted a happy Sauce Gardner to make the world go round. Mougie has come in back-to-back days before training camp and took care of the star of the offense,
right,
the star of the defense, and now 3 years into their careers, he wasn't the guy that drafted him, has eliminated any distraction between the two. That is good business by the GM, and now we can stop with the nonsense calls at 888-808-1019 like we had yesterday. Sauce Gardner's a bum. You can't pay Sauce Gardner.
He's not a bum.
He's not.
I'm surprised they paid him, though.
You were the one saying don't expect a deal done this year. I thought this would be the case after they paid Garrett Wilson. And remember,
why, just to restart it?
Restart it, make everybody feel good. You don't want to pay what? Think about it. Those guys have been basically competing against each other on and off the field for a long time.
Right.
Sauce Gardner, did you want him going into the year where you could argue he's proven more than Garrett Wilson in terms of at his position?
Without a doubt. Accolade-wise.
Accolade-wise. Because you're talking about one of the top three corners in football. Garrett Wilson's not one of the top three wide receivers in football.
He's top 10, top five.
But you know what I mean? Like,
where is he? He's probably top 10.
All right, you could make the argument Sauce Gardner's the best corner in football, although last year was a down year. You'd get crushed if you say Garrett Wilson's the best wide receiver.
I'd say he's absolutely top five cornerback in the NFL, Sauce Gardner.
So now you have it. And I think this is really good business by this regime. It's sending an early message to that locker room. We take care of our own if it's deserving.
Moogie! Yeah. I mean, it's that, but it's also we are establishing a base here of solid elite players. Sauce is an elite player. We know this. He's proven it with his all pros. He's proven it with his play on the field. Last year was a down year, but let's throw it out because everything about the Jets was down last year, including the front office decisions. Sauce, Garrett Wilson, also one of the elite players at his position.
Right.
And so if you are Aaron Glenn and this Jet regime, you are saying we are basing ourselves with two elite players on either side of the ball that we can now build around. And you're right. It's smart.
Smart.
I'm surprised it got done, both of those guys, because it's really hard to give big deals to two guys in one offseason. But congratulations to both of them, because now they have to go earn what they just got paid.
Zero distractions heading into camp. So just to reset the breaking
news.
Except
for Jermaine Johnson, by the way.
Yes, but Jermaine Johnson coming off the injury. It's unfortunate for him. And also, look, I love Jermaine Johnson. We had him out of camp last year. Great kid, great ability.
Right.
He has not had the same success early on the way Wilson and Sauce Gardner have. So the Jets on the second day in a row here. By the way, thank you, Jets, on this All-Star Week for giving us this content. The Jets and All-Pro cornerback Sauce Gardner have agreed on a massive new extension. This from Ian Rappaport. Although Sauce Gardner himself broke it first, he is the highest-paid cornerback in NFL history. 4 years, $120.4 million, $30.1 million. Now, again, to reiterate, the highest-paid corner in football was Derek Stingley, getting $30 million per year. So this is just simple dotting the I's and crossing the T's. This is Sauce Gardner's way of saying, I'm the highest-paid corner in football by $0.1 million per year.
Not that it matters at all.
It's just funny.
It's just funny.
It is.
Now, incredible. People will argue Derek Stingley's a better player because he had, five interceptions a year ago. He's got double digits on his career. Sauce has three in his career, correct?
I had to go back.
I think three in his career.
But it's bigger than that. It's more. It's more scheme and everything else. But Sauce Gardner, deservedly so, has the biggest contract in NFL history for a quarterback. And I mean, look, I'm impressed with the Jets for getting it done because it's hard. That's really hard, yeah. And they got it done, and it seemed easy.
Yeah, and credit, again, I can't believe Sauce Gardner broke it himself. Good job, Tommy, all over the Sauce Gardner.
I mean, that's actually the most impressive thing, to be honest with you.
It's insanity. All right, so Jet fans, let's go. 888-808-1019. Your reaction. There were several of you that called yesterday screaming at me and Tiki that the Jets should not pay Sauce Gardner after paying Garrett Wilson. You didn't show enough. Oh, you got to teach him how to tackle, this, that, and the other. That's now out the window. It's a four-year deal. He is here to stay. I think this is great business by Darren Mougi. 888-808-1019. Matt in Hackensack. Matt, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
I'm officially not a Jets fan anymore, and I'm not joking around. This is I can't believe the guy can't tackle and he can't cover. Okay, I watched the games. There was somebody from New England last year. I didn't know his name. I think he came up from the practice squad and he burned him late in the game.
Yeah,
That was Butte. Matt, he had a rough year. What about the first 2 years of Sauce Gardner? He couldn't cover anybody?
No, you know what happened? He's all right, so I'm 6'4". I'm not really athletic, obviously. I'm just an average Joe, right? He's about my height. And he just like always bails and plays like a follow technique or something, and he never gets his head around. And the quarterbacks started to figure him out because they throw his way. He doesn't get his head around. And then when the game's on the line, he never comes up big. Plus, he can't tackle. He's a poor man's Antonio Cromartie. And Antonio Cromartie got picked on when Revis was there. But Antonio Cromartie actually made plays. Okay, playoff games.
But Matt,
okay, so
what are we talking about
here? You make him the highest paid corner in the league?
Matt, this is
a joke.
Matt, he made plays, Antonio Cromartie, because he got targeted. Half of why you're paying Sauce Gardner, if he's that good, is he is going to get targeted less. And look at that other side of that cornerback room. You want to be able to take away half the field. And for all the talk about the tackling and everything else, your new head coach, who a lot of us are inspired by, Tiki, talks a good game.
Right.
Part of the allure of hiring him was he was a number one cornerback on the freaking New York Jets, as he liked to point it. He knows that position. He knows what comes with it in this town. He didn't even have half the ability that Sauce Gardner has.
Right.
You have Darrell Revis still hanging around. I understand that's who Sauce Gardner is always going to be compared to. How about a little faith in the coaching? If any head coach, think about how many times we talk about head coaches getting hired to work on the quarterback position.
Right.
That's why we wanted Brian Daboll sticking around. If any head coach is going to fix whatever flaws were found in Sauce Gardner's game last year, wouldn't it be the guy who's already done it in this town?
Yeah, it would be. Now, look, I'm just watching film on him as we're talking about him now, Sauce Gardner. Like, he played a lot. He's right. He plays a lot of bail, and a lot of it is recovery. But especially towards the end of the season, it just feels like there was no energy.
Right.
Right? It was just kind of lackadaisical. But if you go watch at the beginning of the season, it's a different story. Right? And I know that Sauce gets a lot of criticism because he doesn't make a ton of plays. You know how many times he got targeted last year? 53.
That's it.
53 in 17 games. It's just three a game.
Six of them by Butte in that Patriot game that
right.
he brought up.
No,
which yeah, was a bad moment. No
I
doubt.
Mean, it was. So you have bad games sometimes. So 53 targets. That was it.
Yeah. And sometimes, too, you bank on or you pay a guy on what you think they're about to become. Actually, that really isn't sometimes. That's what you really should be doing
in the
NFL.
That's the only way you pay a guy.
Yeah.
Because you think there's more to his game.
Exactly. And I got to think that Aaron Glenn and Darren Mougi, look, if they don't need to see a year of Sauce Gardner doing this, they've seen enough and know what they think they can get out of him. And we have to remind ourselves of that. It's bad business to pay a guy based on what he's already done.
And by the way, forget the money. The money doesn't matter. The money, he's the highest paid cornerback in NFL history because he was the next one to get paid.
Exactly.
That's really all that's about.
And be thankful that it was by 0.1 per year.
What's the full breakdown of the deal? Do we have it yet? What's the guaranteed number?
I don't have the guaranteed number in front of me.
But it's a four-year deal. It's not like it's a six-year deal. It's a four-year deal.
4 years, and the total amount is 120.4, 30.1. I do not see the guarantees in front of me, but we will keep updating that.
Right, because that matters, obviously.
Yeah, and Sauce Gardner himself, again.
I got it. It's $60 million guaranteed.
So it's a two-year deal. So what are we talking about?
That's it. Yeah, you're right.
Right. So calm down. It is what it is. If he craps the bed, they'll move off of him in 2 years. So I know people get up like crazy about these things, but only look at the guaranteed money. The big number doesn't matter. The guaranteed money is the only thing that matters. And so when you look at it, if his AAV is 30 a year and the guarantee is 60, it's a two-year deal. This was no different than what we talked about. I told you in real time about the Daniel Jones deal.
Sure.
It is a two-year deal. Look at the guaranteed money. And in 2 years, what happened? That's Giants moved off of him. The same thing could happen with Sauce if he's not nearly as advertised. So I'm telling you, Jet fans, calm down. Don't hand in your fan cards. Don't get all pissy and pissed off. Just hope and assume that Aaron Glenn is going to get Sauce Gardner playing the way that he played his first 2 years when he was all pro.
That's interesting. $60 million guarantee. Good. That's a good read by Tiki. It is, in theory, only a two-year deal.
This is why Jets fans get a bad rap, because this is what Jets fans have wanted. Every single offseason, we go into the offseason and preseason with issues. We locked up our two biggest guys. We did it.
You hear that, Paulie? The Jet pom-poms are back out for
Paulie Rosenberg. Seriously, what are Jets fans complaining about?
Paulie, I agree with you. And nobody has liked to tweak the Jets more the last 2 years than me. This is good business for them. And I think even better business the way Tiki laid it out those 2 years. I don't understand the issue here. 888-808-1019. Steve in West Islip. Steve, what's up, man?
What's up, man? I just think he's super overrated, you know? Like, he thinks that he's way better than he is, and this contract is going to confirm that, and he's just going to come in like a prima donna next year.
How do you know that?
And he had an off year next year, just past year, and who's not going to say he's going to have an off year this year when the Jets don't live up to expectations? He's like a poor man Deion Sanders,
Steve,
man. Like,
so what was the alternative, Steve? Steve, you wanted to what? Trade Sauce Gardner? You didn't want him here long term, and then what are you doing at the cornerback position? Honestly, what's the alternative?
There is no alternative. That's why I hate being a Jets fan, because we just...
Fair enough, Steve.
That is fair.
Look, if I'm going to come at you with the alternative and you admit there is no alternative and you hate being a fan, that's tough to argue. Look, calm down. I'm envious that you get a deal done like that with a corner, and I can't express this enough. Tiki brought up the two-year part of this, paying Garrett Wilson. The beauty of failing at the quarterback position and not having a rookie or one locked up to a long-term deal and maybe being in the realm to draft a rookie next year is that you can afford to keep talent at price tags like this. That is the way the rookie pay scale works, and the Jets don't even have that rookie quarterback on their roster yet, which makes both of these deals tenable.
Right. It makes it feel like there are still a couple of years before you really have urgency about the staff.
Absolutely. 888-808-1019. Kevin in Denville. Kevin, what's up?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's going on,
We're
man?
Good.
Guys, this, finally, the Jets have young players that are good. When was the last time we had good young studs at premium positions? We've been laying low. It's been a quiet offseason, and now they're back in the news for all the right reasons. I love this. They did a great job. I'm loving Mugi. And for those that think that Sauce shouldn't have gotten paid, the guy was arguably the best corner in football for the first 2 years. Last year, agreed, a little up and down. But really, that whole team, you could take it and throw it in the garbage. I mean, you fired your coach after week five, and Rodgers was what he was last year. So probably,
you're broken. Sorry to lose you, Kevin. Sorry. Look, one more point to add to this. I have to give Tommy on Twitter a little credit on this, too. Not our Tommy. Another Tommy. You're right. The Sauce Gardner deal, 2 years, whatever, but it's a two-year extension on the 2 years he had left.
Right.
So it's actually still a four-year deal.
So it's 2 years. It can't be.
It's a six. He's under contract for six total years now.
So that 2 years of guaranteed is going to be, you know, we have to see the way it's structured, but 2027, 2028, and then he has the deals into 2029, 2030.
So this deal goes to 2030.
Yes.
So this is what confuses me.
Yes.
So
we
he still has
yesterday.
His 2025 deal.
Mm-hmm.
He has his franchise tag deal.
Right.
So the fifth-year option.
Correct.
And then this kicks in 2 years from now, and then it's 2 years guaranteed.
So yesterday we had this confusion with the Garrett Wilson deal, and it was off by a year. The what I am reading right now says this deal is going to go till 2030. So that would actually be a five-year deal. Same thing that we witnessed yesterday.
Right.
So it's not. This includes the year they would have paid the franchise tag. So it's actually a three-year deal. Let's walk through this, right?
Right.
He has this last year of a deal. It's a four-year extension. That would be 2026 taking us to 2030.
This is why I always say the salary cap is fungible, because it is such nonsense. It means nothing. It's impossible for even those that understand it to understand it.
Right. Exactly.
So because they picked up his fifth-year option.
Mm-hmm. But now by picking up the fifth-year option, that's going to be included in the framework of this four-year extension.
Right. So that's part of the deal.
Yes, exactly. But this is always – also, this is when we're doing radio in real time and we're getting these details to come out. And you also forget 2030 sounds like it's 10 years away. It's actually
– it's five years
away. We're only in 2025, not 6 years away.
Right.
So either way, Sauce Gardner locked up. So he will finish out this year and then the extension kicks in. So in theory, with that $60 million guaranteed, this is basically three more years guaranteed of Sauce Gardner.
Right.
I still think that's good business. I mean, do. I know it's different than 2 years like Daniel Jones. I still think it's good business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We opened the show about an hour ago. Check out the Odyssey app. Rewind there on our thoughts on now it's go time. Enough public appearances. Russell Wilson, it's time to get the training camp. Let's go. But Jet fans, I did want to bring you guys into this conversation as well. It's a very weird off-season approach we've had here where I feel like Giants fans want to be excited about the season. And the schedule in particular is, I think, the one thing holding us back. And TQ highlighted it last hour, how difficult the road it's going to be. And I think if the Giants had more of a schedule that looked like the one they had in 2022, you might have more pom-poms out, I think, for the Giants.
Right.
But the Jets situation, I find very odd. Mm. They clear house, new GM, new coach. Mugi this week takes care of Gardner, takes care of Wilson. You know, the whole Aaron Rodgers aura is disappointing, but it's gone. It's washed. We're exposed of whatever. We're washed of it. Right. Fine. Here we go. Aaron Glenn, I think, is the ultimate motivator. I'm excited to watch him as a non-Jets fan. I think the Jets are going to just be more competent top to bottom. Look, I could be wrong. He could be another one of these coordinators that doesn't pan out as a head coach. But also the Justin Fields aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I think having Justin Fields as your quarterback in the situation the Jets are in poses, again, an exciting situation where you might have a surprise playoff year on your hands if the Jets are as talented as we think and Justin Fields, you know, finally just has a head coach that believes in him, has some competence, And if he doesn't, all right, so then you're drafting a quarterback next year. And yet, Tiki, anytime I'm talking to a Jet fan, I'm kind of getting this like, meh, whatever, you know, it's another Jet year.
Well, it's because they don't know what to expect from Aaron Glenn. I know we think we know what we can expect from Aaron Glenn because of his success as a player, his success as the defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions over the last couple of years under our guy Dan Campbell. I mean that because he's a former Giant, of course. But you don't know with Justin Fields, Tanner Engstrand, who is the offensive coordinator. We have no idea what kind of offense he's going to institute. We do know that coming from Detroit, doesn't have Jared Goff, right? So you're not getting all these across the middle or deep out. You're not getting any of that stuff.
Correct. It's a different style.
Exactly. It's just a completely different style that what Justin Fields is going to be asked to do. And so we know it's going to be a run-heavy offense, but does that work in the NFL? So there's question marks, even though it feels like you have some of the answers about what the team is. There's still tons of question marks about this team. And give Glenn and this staff and this organization credit. This is like Fort Knox.
Yeah.
There's nothing coming out of this place.
And maybe that's part of it because there's so much silence around it. But I see the news that happened this week with the Jets and taking care of those guys. Mm-hmm. I just don't get it. I think when you don't know what to expect, inherently I always lean on, well, that excites me. Because if I don't know what to expect, it means I can't assume negative. So, and
you
I know
you
and
shouldn't I, assume
you
negative.
Shouldn't. And Jet fans have had enough negative. I just don't understand how Jet fans the last 2 years.
It's just because they don't know.
Okay.
They don't know. There's nothing. Because think about what got the Jet fan excited over the last couple of years.
It was
Aaron Rodgers. It was, look at these top wide receiver and Garrett Wilson. We have a top cornerback in Sauce Gardner, a top rated defense, and really that entire unit over the previous couple of seasons. And so, you were excited because Aaron Rodgers was the missing infinity stone. He was the missing piece. He was going to take us to the promised land, and that trophy was not going to be lonely any longer. And then it just kind of fell apart. It immediately fell apart because of the Achilles. But then even last year, it was just like, it's like an ignition just trying to start, you know what I mean?
And it couldn't.
And it's just like, these cars don't work this way anymore, but it's just like, you couldn't turn it over.
Trying to hit the gas.
Well, what is it? I'm out of gas? Is it the converter? What the heck is the starter? What the heck is going on with this thing? And it eventually gets started, and it was like a jalopy, just kind of making its way down the street. All right. At least we're moving. You weren't excited about it.
And I guess that killed the Jet fans, so to speak, and not all of them, right? I'm not speaking for everybody, but I'm just saying a broader brush kind of thing. I feel less excitement for the Jets than I do the Giants this year. But, Tiki, even with that, even if the Achilles never happened, and I think we all agree there were some Jet fans that got way ahead of themselves, even with adding Aaron Rodgers, you knew based on age that window was going to be ultra finite and short-lived.
No doubt.
What you are getting this year is a window that potentially doesn't have an ending in the near future. And I mean that from both the head coach point of view and one way or another, fork of the road with this quarterback. You might find another couple of years of Justin Fields and he clicks and you have that next find. Or, you know what, he plays well enough to establish something and then you have that excitement next year of, wow, we finally look competent and we're drafting a quarterback.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with the Jets is that their opportunity to add talent is not, it's going to exist under a consistent regime. At least it feels like it will, right, with Muji and Aaron Glenn for the next at least 3 or 4 years. So it just feels like we have, even if we're not good this year, we have the chance to build something.
Yeah.
And there's not like a question mark. There's no like ridiculously high expectation. It is just a chance to build something.
And Daryl, Mr. Smiles, Muji.
Exactly. It's just, and that's like, there's something refreshing about that, but there's also something that's kind of like, all right, but we can't expect too much. And I think the Jet fan has gotten too used to the stupid, unfounded expectation. Now there isn't that.
There isn't that.
And so it just feels like a letdown. Now what do I do?
But they're not facing the daunting schedule the Giants are.
I mean, it's not easy. Pittsburgh is a perennial playoff team. You got the Bills, and you got Tampa, which is not a bad squad. The Dolphins, who have been your somewhat of a nemesis, even though I think they're going to be bad this year.
I think they're going to be bad.
Cowboys, Denver, Carolina, Cincinnati. That's the first half.
You know, it's not an easy schedule by any means. But look, all of those teams you could poke holes in from other than the Bills,
of course,
for the most part. I don't know where I'm at yet.
It's not daunting.
It's not daunting.
Like the Giants. You're right.
I want to make it clear. On July 17th, I have a pretty good idea on where I think I'm going to pinpoint the Giant win total at. I have no idea what to expect with the Jets. But usually, if I don't have an idea, that would excite me. But I'm not feeling that excitement. Maybe you guys are feeling that excitement at 888-808-1019. Jet fans and Giant fans, we got a mixed board up here. Let's get to you all. Josh in Queens. Josh, what's up?
Hey, Josh.
Boys, it's good to talk football right now in the dog days of summer when there's literally nothing going on in sports for 3 days.
That's right.
No doubt.
So, with the Jets, so I think that what a lot of Jets fans and myself included with this is that previous regimes have drafted and signed talent. It's really developing the talent to get to the next level. The old regime drafted Garrett Wilson, Sauce, Jerome Johnson, Breece Hall, Quinnen Williams. There are other regimes that have done it, but it's getting them to the next level, A. And B, I think the positivity from this season is that this is the first time that Jet fans see skilled players that have been drafted by the team extended.
Yeah.
Not talking offensive linemen. We're not talking about defensive linemen. We're talking skilled players here. And we're talking impactful skill players. And I think that what's refreshing about this season is that there's no nonsense. There's nobody coming in, coming out of the darkness saying, I want to be with the Jets. There's nobody talking about, hey, Rodgers is coming back. Let's see how this team does now, you know. And we're not talking about a hero quarterback. We're also talking about an ex-Jet who's been in the weeds with them.
Yeah.
Right. And Aaron Glenn.
Right.
It's a great point,
right.
Josh.
And really, what he's saying, there's no drama.
There isn't drama. But that's...
It's a drama-free offseason. It is...
Boring's like good, Tiki.
Boring is... So Evan says this all the time. Boring is good.
Yes.
Like what are the Mets and the Yankees going to do at the deadline? Sometimes it might be boring, but sometimes boring is good.
Right.
As long as it's functional. And I feel like that's how the Jets have gone about their business. And you know what? It's intentional. It definitely is intentional. Aaron Glenn has said as much. Like, yeah, they made a splash with Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner, but they're not trying to win the offseason. They're not trying to hype anybody up. They're just trying to get a good football team put together and play together.
It's truly amazing how all the leaks that were coming out of the Jets left when Aaron Rodgers was gone, I got to tell you.
Well, maybe that's because the interest isn't there.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
When you have an Aaron Rodgers in your locker room, everybody wants to know, hey, man, what's Aaron like?
That's true.
Yeah, what's it? Hey, I don't usually talk to you. I would never talk to you, actually, because you're not that good of a player. But you know what? Tell me about Aaron Rodgers.
Pure love.
Now, right now, they're not doing that.
Right.
Like, they're just not talking to that guy.
They're not.
Why would they talk to him?
That's how Sauce Gardner could break his own contract news on the internet.
Exactly right.
Also, their former head coach was texting with Joe Beningo.
That's a good point.
So they weren't exactly riding a tight ship there.
That's true. My bad.
That's my bad.
That's still my favorite. It is Evan and Tiki, Sean Tiki, Tommy Paulie with us across the way. Evan is in, hold on, I'm going to get it right, Venice.
Venice, that's correct.
We've received a lot of text messages and flares from Venice where Evan was on a boat, so we'll talk about Evan Strip more as he is now on the 7th straight show he's missed. I think we are nearing the point where Evan has never missed this many consecutive shows for a vacation, but he's having a good time. He will be back Monday. Towards the end of the show yesterday, though, Tiki, we did get the news that Garrett Wilson had agreed to a contract extension with the Jets. Now, that seemed pretty baseline, simple, fifth highest AAV, a guy who's accomplished a lot without a lot of good quarterback play here, and seemed like a no-brainer move.
Absolutely.
But in the course of talking about that in playing the What's Next game, we stumbled on a bit of a lightning rod that I want to expand upon further to start this show, and that would be one Sauce Gardner. The first pick for the Jets in that now famed 3 first-round picks that have seemingly worked out draft class for the Jets. And I was stunned on my drive home last night as I tried to avoid raindrops and beat the rain home. How many callers we had yesterday were so anti-Sauce Gardner?
It's not even, I don't think, anti-Sauce. I think it's anti-Jet, and he's the poster child for what went wrong with the Jets last year. Now, obviously, it was offensively driven because of Aaron Rodgers. The real reason that when things went wrong is because their offense was just completely out of whack. They fired their head coach, demoted their offensive coordinator, had almost no identity at all. And you think about that Jet team from a year ago. What the hell were they all about? It was supposed to be defense, but they weren't really that good at defense. They didn't have a great pass rush. And so when you start to falter, all it takes is a little bit of a drop-off. And Sauce maybe had a little drop-off last year for you to become the villain. And so Sauce became the whipping boy simply because everybody and everything about the Jets was just off last year.
And I'm here to scream from the mountaintops as the guy who was not the Jet fan on the show. You're wrong if you're directing your anger towards Sauce Gardner. Did he have a great year last year? Did it feel like he got, dare I say, lazy at times, the tackling and all that stuff went into it? Sure, there's no doubt about it. But Sauce Gardner screams the kind of talent at the kind of position that you do not want to let go.
Right.
And I'm here now today, Tiki. Rookies for the New York Giants are reporting to training camp today. It's July 15th. It feels like training camp starts earlier and earlier every day. Next week, Jets and Giants veterans will report to camp. And Sauce Gardner, in all likelihood, is probably going to report to camp without a new contract extension, playing this out and heading towards the fifth-year option, all of that stuff. I think when looking at the roster of the New York Jets, and we'll talk about the Giants in a second, when you want to get pumped up about the season and determine where they're going to go this year, and will this be a better year than maybe expectations, a year that you didn't have the last 2 years, I think of all the New York Jets, Sauce Gardner is the most important to their success this year. Now, listen, they got Will McDonald, they got Jermaine Johnson coming back. They are going to still have enough in terms of pass rush, right?
Well, they didn't have it last year. That was the problem.
They didn't, but I think we're getting Johnson back. I do believe that there will be a sense of pass rush ability there. Offensively, look, that we all know that offensive line's got to stay healthy. I think they made the very smart and prudent choice in drafting Membu to go here with Olufashinu. I think those guys are obviously important. Fashinu can't get hurt for this team to have success, especially if they're going to be ground and pound. We talked about Breece Hall, and I know a lot of Jet fans wanted to call about that. What's next for him? Well, guess what? You still have the depth with Braylon Allen. I think Jet fans are underappreciating what DJ Reed brought to this team the last couple years, and he is no longer here, and signing a guy like Brandon Stevens, and yes, Michael Carter's still a very good nickel corner. That depth now has taken a hit. And if Sauce Gardner is a guy that does not take a leap and earn that contract this year, this Jet defense is going to get picked apart. Talent be damned. It was about Quincy Williams, whatever. At cornerback specifically, you need Sauce Gardner to be Sauce Gardner.
Right.
So for every Jet fan that called and yelled, you can't pay him, you can't do this, you can't do that, do you really want a disgruntled, angry, head in the cloud Sauce Gardner at any point this year? Now, he has to be a professional and put that aside and play. I think this Jet team goes nowhere without Sauce Gardner.
Well, here's the thing for Jet fans that dislike the idea of Sauce Gardner getting paid. It's not going to happen.
Right.
They're not going to pay him before this season is done. At least I don't think they are. And if they do, I mean, that means that they are really locking in two guys now for the long haul. And I don't think it's worth it. They don't need to do it with Sauce Gardner. Now, Sauce Gardner is going to make not a lot of money next year. $1 million. The following year, he's making the franchise tag number. Now, when you start to see these cornerback deals, if it's very low at $20 million, but it's still $20 million.
Yeah.
And so I think Sauce Gardner is in the prove it stage of his career. Not necessarily we know who he is, right? We know he's a good corner. We know he's an all pro two times over and a pro bowler. He's earned that $20 million 2 years from now. But at the same time, if you want to be great, there has to be a moment when you just take that next step above the plateau that you're on. And Sauce has to do that this year. But as far as the most important player, I will always, always go back, especially on defense, to pass rush. It's got to be getting to the quarterback because that's the only thing that makes it easier for cornerbacks. It's the only thing that makes it easier for linebackers. It's the only thing that gives you, as a defensive coordinator, so much freedom to do whatever you want. Look at the Eagles last year. Why were they so dominant in the Super Bowl? Because they got home with four, right? Their pass rush was elite. And so, to me, this is more about Will McDonald, who you just talked about earlier. That's also on Quinnen Williams, have a rebound season. And then Jermaine Johnson, who also, like Sauce, is trying to get paid. And so, we know that only one of those guys is paid right now. But All those guys, they want to get paid. And those everybody really on this defense has to earn it after the debacle that felt like last season.
Yeah, we could talk about talent, talent, talent. And that has been a huge talking point about the Jets the last couple of years. It's why all the pom-poms were out when they got Aaron Rodgers. We kept talking about how much talent they had. At some point when you have that much talent, you better turn it into playoff appearances. And the Jets just simply haven't been able to do it. And a lot of that had to do with the quarterback, right? Zach Wilson, Rodgers gets hurt.
Most of it did.
Most of it did. That has now been washed. That's been extinguished. I'm not saying Justin Fields is the end-all, be-all, but you could do a lot worse for a stopgap bridge quarterback for a team that is still supposed to be based on defense here. I expect the Jets to compete this year. What that end win total ends up being, I don't know. I haven't settled on a number yet, but I don't think this is a Jet team that should be picking in the top four of the draft at the end of the year. They should be competing and should live anywhere in that NFL world where that 7-9 win total lives. And if you're going to get there and you're going to be a sneaky surprise team, as the Jets have seen in the past with some of these first-year head coaches, you know, going back to Eric Mangold and whatnot, and have kind of a winning year, I still think it comes down to sauce. You're right. Pass rush is more important. I'm always going to value pass rush more than I'm going to value the guys in the secondary, but at least I know I have different guys I can count on individual games. You know, if Jermaine Johnson got hurt like he did last year, guess what? Will McDonald still went on and on and on. The Jets have allowed their cornerback depth by letting DJ Reed walk go to the point where I can't trust them if Sauce Gardner is not one of the top five corners in football. And you know what? You look at some of these other teams. Why do we think the Denver Broncos are going to be really good this year? You keep talking about Patrick Surtain is the whole key to that defense being great. Obviously, J.C. Horn got paid in Carolina. Stingley got paid in Houston. So you're talking about an average annual value with Sauce Gardner when he does get paid of getting over 30. He's not going to get that without being great this year, and the Jets need him to be great. I don't think the Jets can live in a world long-term here without Sauce Gardner. I think they are just going to create more holes for them, and I think any success this year, ultimately for that defense, is going to be the fact that they have a corner taking away half the field.
Well, and it's funny you say that about the Denver Broncos, because part of the reason that they're good is not only do they have Pat Surtain the second, but they also have this kid, Riley Moss, who we all remember, the great white hope at cornerback, who was just a stud and dominant. And so when you have one, you need two. If you have none, you better at least have one. The Jets, I like Brandon Stevens. He had a down year a year ago in Baltimore, and I'm not sure what he's going to look like, but you have to have balance. Otherwise, one side gets picked on, the other side has nothing come his way, like we saw with Sauce Gardner a year ago.
So, look, it's easy to say quarterback because it's the most important position in football. If we eliminate the quarterback position in New York football, who, when trying to get your beak wet and get ready here for training camp, who is the most important player to these two football teams for them to have surprising successful seasons? For the Jets, I lean Sauce Gardner. Tiki goes more with the guys in the pass rush.
Right.
And that will determine where they got to go. Tiki, we have a couple calls on the Jets, but let's just quickly include the Giants in this conversation. I wanted to bring this up last week. We never got to it. Had a lot of baseball come our way. There was a report last week that Andrew Thomas...
You answered the question already.
Yep. Well, this is it. There was a report that he may not be ready for week one. He had talked about it. Then he goes out and he throws out a first pitch at a Yankee game. Andrew Thomas better be ready for week one. Not that I want to rush him or anything. This team cannot function without him. And they have added so many pieces to that defense.
It's the only thing still left to do.
It's the answer. It's Andrew Thomas.
Well, it's Andrew Thomas, but it's Andrew Thomas who is typifying the other four guys there. They need to have their offensive line have somewhat of a sense of continuity and consistency and togetherness. Because if they don't, I don't care how good Sexy Dexy is coming back from injury is. I don't care how good their third round pick Darius Alexander, who's supposed to be a stud, is good. I don't care how good Abdel Carter is. I don't care how good Javon Holland is, or what was the corner? Paulson Adebo. They just signed in free. I don't care how good Malik Nate. I don't care how good anybody is. If the offensive line is a shell of Swiss cheese, then there is
a shell of Swiss cheese.
Then they're never, ever, because it's supposed to be a shell, like protecting everybody.
Yeah, I got it.
But if it's a shell and it's all Swiss cheese, they are never, ever going to achieve anything. They have to find a way to have this team healthy, consistent, and have some continuity together. And if they do, even though their schedule's hard, I'll have some faith in what I'm about to see. But if that offensive line is a disaster that it's been over the last couple of years, most of it's because of injuries and health. But if it's anything but just solid and consistent, I can't see this team winning. So
I agree.
You nailed it, man. It's just, it's it's Andrew Thomas at left tackle, but it's really all five of those guys.
No doubt. And if you are a Giant or Jet fan thinking about offensive line, one of the guys who was out there as a free agent this year got tagged. That would have been the big premier free agent next year to spend money on, with maybe rookie quarterback contracts. Trey Smith of the Chiefs.
Right.
Right before we came on the show, agreed to a four-year deal. He's not going anywhere.
What was the deal? Do we know?
I got to see the numbers pop up.
4 years? $90 million?
70 guaranteed.
Yeah, 94 million, 70 million guaranteed.
Oh, wow. For a guard. So that dream is out. If Andrew Thomas is not healthy again for this Giant team. Now, obviously, Trey Smith's not a left tackle, but the point is
not,
to have a premier
that, right,
offensive lineman on this team, the Giants are in a world of trouble. So we could talk about the defense all we want and all. As we get it ready for training camp, rookies report today. Andrew Thomas for the Giants for me, and it's Sauce Gardner for the Jets. Tiki goes pass rush for the Jets. Outside of quarterback, 888-808-1019. Who is the most important player to this Jets team? And do you want Sauce Gardner paid, understanding how valuable he is to this defense, where a cornerback room suddenly looks as thin as it has been in years? It's Evan and Tiki with Sean and Tiki here on this All-Star game. Don't worry, baseball fans. We're going to get into the All-Star game. Sal's ridiculous take I want to comment on earlier about Soto. I cannot believe he said what he said. We'll play that back later. And our thoughts on the home run derby from last night.
See, here's why he signed the extension. You just heard Jerry mention it. 4 years, $130 million. Here's what I love about this. The Jets eliminated a potential future problem by locking up an offensive weapon that you believe in. Now, has Garrett Wilson lived up to the hype? I don't know if I would say that just yet, but there is also circumstance around that, whether it's the poor coaching that he's had to deal with, the poor quarterback play that he's had to deal with. But this should be, at least this is the way that I took it, this is a very positive sign if you're a Jet fan, showing that there is a clue within the organization, number one, and a sense of stability with Aaron Glenn, Mujee, to that Garrett Wilson would agree. Now, I know he wants the money, but also, you know, Garrett Wilson at times has looked like he's frustrated. I don't want to say an unhappy camper. I think that would be a little too strong. But you could see that he's been frustrated in his couple of years with the Jets, his 3 years with the Jets. A couple of times throughout those 3 years, he's been frustrated. And the fact that he would now be locked up and commit to this organization is a great thing. And it's something that now you don't have to worry about. And next would be Sauce. And if I'm the Jets, I would be a little less or a little more hesitant, maybe is the better way to put it, a little more hesitant to extend Sauce Gardner. I think Garrett Wilson, while I know the cornerback at that level is more rare than the wide receiver at that level, I trust Garrett Wilson is going to exceed this contract. Like, that's the one knock. Maybe you say, geez, it overpaid, you know, 30 whatever million a year for the next 4 years. His production so far has not warranted that, but the Jets are paying him based on what they think he's going to do for this team moving forward. And I think it's a safe bet. I think he's going to exceed that contract and the expectations of the contract. His best days are still ahead of him, especially with a solid foundation in place where you hope that the Jets are going to do this the right way. They can talk it, but they got to go out there and do it. Run behind that offensive line. You build an offensive line, you run, and then you make plays in the air off of that. Now, hard to do that with a quarterback who's not known for throwing the football. I know we've been down this road before with guys in this town. Hey, he's a quarterback. Well, what's his weakness? Well, throwing the football. But at least Justin Fields has a rapport with Garrett Wilson back to the Ohio State days. I think you're going to see his best season yet, and who knows what's going to come after that as far as the quarterback situation goes, but I would only expect Garrett Wilson to get better. I'm not so sure that I would expect the same from Sauce Gardner. I like Sauce. He's been disappointing. He, to me, has not been. I know he thinks he's the best cornerback in the game. He has not been that. And Aaron Glenn, I guess the best way to say it is, I would trust Aaron Glenn to evaluate that more than me. The difference is I've watched Sauce so far. I'm sure Glenn went back and watched all the tape, but now he's going to get to learn about Sauce Gardner up close and personal here, where, you know, he's going to be his coach. I'm sure he already is doing that, but training camp opens and in season, are they going to come to an agreement before then? If I'm Glenn and the Jets, I would wait this one out. I don't think there's an urgency to do it the way that there were, you know, the way that there was with Garrett Wilson. But either way, this is a great thing for the Jets organization. You get a franchise offensive player that they drafted. You lock him up. How many years are we going to go down the road of whether it's Darrell Revis or Jamal Adams? Now, I know these are defensive guys, but that's usually who the Jets take in the first round. How many years are you going to go down that road of the guys that they select in the first round eventually want to leave and take more money and get the hell out of town and go elsewhere? Don't want to be a Jet. Garrett Wilson wants to be here. They locked him up. He's going to be here, and I think his best days are yet to come. And it's just one problem that you don't have to worry about. You have your top wide receiver. Locked and loaded, that's it. The Jets are building, quietly building a nice little foundation. The biggest part of this is going to be the execution. Will they go out there and play tough and play hard and play consistent and win games? All of it so far in the offseason seems to be well done. Cleaning out some of the problems that they viewed in the organization, changing the culture. This is a positive culture move. Keeping a guy you drafted, a guy that looked unhappy at times, committing to him, getting him to buy in, you believing in him, and eliminating a potential future problem or talking point that could create negative surroundings. Good for the New York Jets. Now they have to go out there and produce on the field. Garrett Wilson's got to be a top producer, a top receiver, produce big numbers. He's got a couple thousand-yard seasons the last 2 years. I expect more than that. Like, we've talked about the comparison to Malik Nabers. I think Nabers, in a short period, has shown more superstar flashes than Garrett Wilson has. Doesn't mean it's a bad signing. It doesn't mean that Garrett Wilson can't get to that level. But remember, there was the thought that Garrett Wilson was going to be the top receiver in the league, especially once he got Aaron Rodgers. That's what type of talent we're talking about. So if he produces to that level, then maybe we could be talking about this would be an underpay. The Jets got him at a value. I think we'll get there eventually, but this is the nice first step, a sound, solid move by the Jets organization eliminating a potential problem. And now the clock is ticking as far as it goes with Sauce Gardner. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. The BT and Sal Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.